Remedy is a new application with a lot of heart, and it's one of my favorites because they have, it's a concierge service, and it was started by Dr. G, who worked in Ethiopia for a number of years. And what they do is they make house calls. And so it's $49 if you have a health care plan. And he has coordinated with a number of health care plans. And it's here in Austin and San Antonio and some other cities. The other part that I like about it is that it's $179 if you don't have health care. And they try to work with Skype first. If that doesn't work, then they'll send a nurse out or a nurse practitioner. And if that isn't successful or they think they need, they send a physician out. And if they can't solve the problem with one of those visits, the visit is free. And I just, the work that I've done with them so far has been just amazingly wonderful for our clients. Guide Change is an app that Michael and I are working on. And unlike some of the other things that we're talking about, this integrates attorneys. And when we talk about public benefits, we're talking about looking at them very, very grossly or broadly and resources. But as a social worker, as a care manager, a lot of my work has been trying to keep people on benefits and trying to keep them compliant and helping families keep up with things as family fiduciary and family caregivers. And we're hoping that this will help attorneys and family members. We've started beta testing, and so far we've had modest success. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to other people if they're interested.
Geofencing it's been around for a while, and it's the concept of kind of putting advertisements on your cell phone kind of based on your location. And it's new to the legal field in that a lot of plaintiffs' lawyers, or some plaintiffs' lawyers up in the Northeast, started to put a geofence that would advertise their law firm around emergency rooms in their area. So, you know, it's a brand new thing. People still don't know if that's legal or not. There's been very few cases on it. There was one case that involved like a religious organization outside of a pregnancy counseling facility, and they were putting on, you know, geolocated based ads, and that was decided to be a deceptive advertising practice in Massachusetts. But, you know, in Texas, they haven't done this. And I mean, there are places where, you know, elders gather or where people with certain disabilities may go to, you know, to a certain school or a certain, you know, a certain location. So, I mean, you could see people trying this out, and it's, you know, kind of a frightening thing. And then, you know, one of the ones we talked about last year was Nomo Robo, which was a call blocker. Nobody likes to get calls either to your home phone or to your cell phone. All the robo calls, those are just on the rise because it's so easy to do. And there's a lot of call blockers out there. But this one is by far the funniest because what it does is when it senses a robocall coming in, they take that call and they transfer it to a recording. And the recording tries to keep the telemarketer on the phone for as long as possible. So it'll sit there and it'll just say things like, uh-huh, yeah, go on. Can you start over? It just has these really long things to try to keep them going. And they have like a lot of examples on the website. And what they'll do is if you pay for their service, which is cheap, like 99 cents a month, whenever you get a robocall, they record that call and they email you a transcript of whatever it happened to be. So if you've got someone, who you just can't convince not to answer the phone. Maybe they'll like getting this funny email. Maybe you can convince them. So,
one challenge and one diagnosis and symptom that a lot of our clients struggle with and find a lot of shame and embarrassment is incontinence, and especially incontinence equipment. Going to the store to purchase incontinence equipment is a very shaming experience. Also, the kind of incontinence equipment that you can buy at Costco and CVS is sometimes less than ideal. Willow is a website that has incontinence equipment for both men and women, and for $4.99 you can get a trial of 20 pieces of equipment for women and 60 for men, and it works very well with a lot of our clients, and it comes in a, and it's sent to them in a brown wrapper.